نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل إن كنتم تحبون الله فاتبعوني يحببكم الله ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا يؤمن أحدكم حتى أكون أحب إليه من والده وولده والناس أجمعين صدق الله العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين Most respected elders and friends, mothers and sisters in Islam, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. One very important aspect of seerah, the biography of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, are the marriages of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Almighty Allah tabarak wa ta'ala tells us in the Quran Kareem, النبي أولى بالمؤمنين من أنفسهم وأزواجه أمهاتهم. The meaning of it is, the Nabi of Allah, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, is more closer to the believers than what the believers are to their own selves. We think we love ourselves, whereas the Nabi of Allah loves us more than what we love our own selves. The Rasul of Allah is even more closer to us than what we think we are closer to ourselves. And the wives of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, they are the mothers of the believers. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam is so close to us. When the wives of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam are our mothers, and we know the attitude, the conduct of the mother, very loving, very caring, very affectionate. Now if Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam is close to us, and we know the wives of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam are our mothers, and a mother have love, care, affection for the children, so it goes without saying that the wives of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, our spiritual mothers, the wives of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, they are also more closer to us than what we are to our own selves. A mother knows a child very, very well. Likewise, a child also knows the mother well. The temperament of the mother, the conduct of the mother, the thinking of the mother. A child knows all these issues of a mother very, very well. The wives of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, they are our spiritual mothers. We are the spiritual children of the wives of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Let us ask ourselves, how much do we know of the wives of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam? How much do we know of our spiritual mothers? How many they were? What are their names? What was the life? What was the history? Where did they come from? If we claim we love Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, we claim we love the wives of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, but with that claim, we should also empower ourselves with the knowledge, the history, and the biography of the Mubarak wives of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, at the demise of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he had 9 wives, and all in all, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam had married 11 women. The names of them, Hazrat Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha, Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, Sauda binte Zam'a radiallahu ta'ala anha, Zainab binte Khuzaima radiallahu ta'ala anha, Zainab binte Jahash radiallahu anha, Umme Salma radiallahu ta'ala anha, Umme Habiba radiallahu ta'ala anha, Hazrat Juwayriya radiallahu ta'ala anha, Hazrat Maymuna radiallahu ta'ala anha, Hazrat Safiya radiallahu ta'ala anha and Hazrat Hafsa radiallahu ta'ala anha. These are the names of the wives of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We should study them, study their lives, study their biography. And once we know these great, illustrious, amazing personalities, then we will understand that what type of wives Almighty Allah Tabaraka chose for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah tells us in the Quran al-Kareem, At-tayyibatu lit-tayyibin. Pure wives are for pure men. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was pure, the purest of pure. And Almighty Allah Tabaraka wa ta'ala chose pure wives for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Allah says it in the Quran al-Kareem himself, Ya Nisa al-Nabi, lastunna ka ahadim minan Nisa. O wives of Nabi, addressing all the wives of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you are not like any ordinary woman. Your status is different. There are special rules for you, special guidelines for you. You are a moral, you are a guideline for the woman of the ummah. And then Allah then speaks about the wives of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Innama yuridullah, that Almighty Allah tabarak wa ta'ala want to cleanse the house of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam from dirt and from impurity. They are pure people. When dirt is removed, the place becomes pure. And the wives of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah addresses them. They are the Ahl al-Bayt. وَاسْكُرْنَ مَا يُتْلَى فِي بُيُوتِكُنَّ مِنْ آيَاتِ اللَّهِ. Those of you that know Arabic, they would know. This is Allah is addressing the wives of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It is Jama Mu'annas addressing the wives. And from the Ahl al-Bayt, the word that comes before that are the Ahl al-Bayt. The wives of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they are the Ahl al-Bayt, the family of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Allah addresses them, وَاسْكُرْنَ مَا يُتْلَى فِي بُيُوتِكُنَّ. When the ayat of the Quran are being revealed, Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam comes down, wahi and revelation come down, then recite those ayat that are revealed in your homes. How great a personality were the wives of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Allah give us a tawfiq, Allah give us a hidayah to understand the high lofty maqam and the position of the wives of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And when we hear about them, inculcate, develop in ourselves the love for the wives of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. The first wife of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam was Hazrat Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha. Her father's name was Khuwaylid. And Hazrat Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha's mother's name was Fatima. The Arab environment was infested. It was saturated with every form of evils. Almighty Allah tabarak wa ta'ala saved Hazrat Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha from all the evil effects of that Arab environment. The people even observed Hazrat Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha staying away from the various type of evils that contaminated that environment. And because of that, the people of her era kept her name Tahira. So Hazrat Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha was a name, her title was Tahira. Tahira means somebody that is pure. Somebody that have kept themselves far away from all the evil effects of the environment. Hazrat Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha, prior to getting married to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, was married two times. She was first married to her first husband, Abu Hala. And from Abu Hala, she had two children. One was Hala and one was Hind. In Shamail Tirmizi, there is a narration describing the features of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the hadith is narrated from Hind ibn Abi Hala. It is same Hind who is the child of Hazrat Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha. Hazrat, the second child was Hala, as Abu Hala was the kunniyat of the husband that after the first son, that is Hala. Hadith Khadija radiallahu ta'ala's second marriage was to a person by the name of Atiq. And from him, she had a daughter by the name of Hind. But the children from the first husband and the children from the second husband, the child from the second husband, Allah blessed them with deen, Allah blessed them with Islam. As the period of Nubuwat, the period of prophethood was drawing closer, the Nubuwat and the prophethood, or the imminent Nubuwat and prophethood of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, was becoming more clearer and more manifest. Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala told the Yahud about the coming of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Allah told Isa Alayhi Salatu Wasalam and the Banu Israel of the coming of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So everybody was reading about the coming prophet, about Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam coming in the world. And besides that, many people were having intuitions about Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam coming. We call it Hatif Ghaibi. Just intuitions. It is a feeling about the coming prophet, and many of them had a specific feeling about Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam being the prophet of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. And among them was Hadrat Khadija radiallahu ta'ala. Hadrat Khadija radiallahu ta'ala had fair amount of knowledge about the Torah. She had fair amount of knowledge of the Injil, and she was well aware about the coming of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, or the coming of the final prophet and messenger. Now, Hadrat Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha was a very, very wealthy, very, very rich woman. After her husband has passed away, second husband, she had many, many proposals. She had no intention to get married. Allah made it such, taqdeer, fate had it such, that Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha, she sent her caravans to Sham to do trade and business. She appointed Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam as her agent to do the business and to sell the merchandise. And with Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in that travel was the slave of Khadija radiallahu ta'ala, Maysara. When Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam returned from that travel, there was so much of profit, so much of barakat in the trade, in that business. And besides that, Maysara told to Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha about the amazing character, amazing conduct of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and what he had observed of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. That information that Khadija radiallahu ta'ala got about Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, his conduct, his truthfulness, his honesty, that created a deep desire in her to get married to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. There was an inclination in her that she should get married to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. This is apart from her having indication that Rasulullah Sallallahu would be the final prophet and messenger, as she have understood from the Torah and from the Injil as well, and from her natural intuition as well. She approached a woman by the name of Nafisa binte Munabbih. Go to Muhammad and sends out Muhammad's sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's inclination to marriage. Just at that time, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was 25 years of age. And obviously, Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam received so many proposals. So Khadija radiallahu ta'ala sent Nafisa to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to find out, to sense whether he would be interested in getting married. So Nafisa came to Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and she posed a question to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, asked him, what prevents you from getting married? What prevents you from getting married? So Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mentioned that I don't have the means of getting married. I don't have the means to get married. So Nafisa replied, what if you are taken care of with Maal and Jamal? What if you are taken care of with wealth and with beauty? gave an indirect proposal to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam understood it. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked Nafisa, from who is this proposal? So Nafisa mentioned, this proposal is from Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam accepted the proposal. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam discussed this issue with his beloved uncle Abu Talib and his beloved uncle Hazrat Hamza radiallahu ta'ala anha. Obviously Abu Talib was senior, he was in charge of the family. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam discussed this issue with him. The date was set for the marriage. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would form members of the family. Hazrat Hamza radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Abu Talib, they all went to the house of Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha, and Abu Talib actually performed the nikah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha. The mehr was set at 500 dirhams. It was on that occasion of the nikah, the uncle of Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha, Waraqa ibn Nawfal. There's mention of him in Bukhari Sharif in the chapter of Revelation. He was also present there. He also gave a speech and he congratulated everybody at that nikah. It is mentioned after the nikah, Hazrat Khadija radiallahu ta'ala was so happy and she was so excited that she got married to the person that she wished, she desired. She slaughtered a cow out of happiness. Now one day after the nikah, she approached Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and she told to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there was no need for me to get married. I didn't need to get married. I only got married to you because I thought that probably you would be the Prophet of Allah. I didn't need to get married. I got married to you. My intuition tells me that you would be the Prophet of Allah. And I wanted to seek barakah from you. When Allah appoints you as a Nabi, if you become the Nabi of Allah, do not forget me. Make dua to Allah for me. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam response was, O Khadija, if I am appointed as a Nabi of Allah, I can never forget your ihsan. I can never forget the favors that you have done on me. Hadha Khadija radiallahu ta'ala have done great amount of favors to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And there is reference to that in Surah Al-Duha. Allah tells us in the Quran al-Kareem about Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وَوَجَدَكَ عَائِلًا فَأَغْنَى. O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we have found you poor. You had nothing. And Allah made you rich. And in terms of the means of this world, Almighty Allah tabarak wa ta'ala made Nabi Sam rich through the wealth of Khadija radiallahu ta'ala. And the Khadija radiallahu sacrificed everything of hers, gave it to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, O Khadija, how can I forget you? You have made ihsan upon me. And if I'm not the Nabi and the Prophet that you think about, then you have good intentions. You have good intention. Allah will not destroy a person with good intentions, with good niyat. This is what Hadha Khadija radiallahu ta'ala told to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hadha Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha, she is the mother of the children of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, all the children of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with the exception of Ibrahim. Ibrahim, the mother of Ibrahim was Maria Qibtiyya. We shall be talking about that as we go on further. Now, whilst Khadija radiallahu ta'ala was alive, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam remained in this one marriage. He did not take any other wife. The marriage between, or the worldly marriage in this worldly life between Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Khadija radiallahu ta'ala was 25 years. Hazrat Khadija radiallahu ta'ala married Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam at the age of 40 and she passed away at the age of 65. And she is buried what we call Jahoon or Hajoon or what we would normally call also in the area in Jannatul Mala. When she passed away, Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was very sad. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was very grieved. As we talk about Seerat, we'll be talking about Amul Huzn, the year of grief, the year of sadness of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam himself, he went in the qabr and he took part in the burial of Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha. Now, one of the very outstanding qualities of Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha was she was a pillar of strength. Great amount of support for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. The greatest challenge that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went through was the challenge of wahi and revelation. In Bukhari Sharif, it is mentioned, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came from the cave of Hira. He was making i'tikaf there. When wahi and revelation came to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he went home and he addressed the household people, primarily to Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha, zammiluni, zammiluni. Cover me, cover me. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was shivering. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then told Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha, laqad khashitu ala nafsi. I fear upon myself. I don't know what's going to happen to me. I fear something is going to happen. Now look at the responsibility of a wife. What a wife is supposed to be doing and supporting a husband during challenging times. It is unfortunate today, when there's good times, the wife remains with the husband. And when there are challenging times, adverse conditions, she packs up her bags and go to her mother's home. Whereas, learn from Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha, learn from the Mubarak wives of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how they stood in the thick and thin of life and supported Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hadith Khadija radiallahu ta'ala immediately told to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Kalla, never. You'll never be destroyed. Wallah, ma yukhzika Allahu abada. Allah will never ever destroy you. And she mentioned words of comfort to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The responsibility of the wife to say words of love, loving, caring words of comfort to the husband. Especially during challenging times. She shouldn't be telling to him that you got a problem, I'm going to my parents' home. When a problem is sorted out, then I'll come back. Stay with the husband, give the comfort, give the support to him. So she told to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, إِنَّكَ لَتَسِلُ الرَّحِيمِ وَتَحْمِلُ الْكَلِ وَتَكْسِبُ الْمَعْدُومِ وَتُقْرِيَ الظَّيْفِ وَتُعِينُ عَلَى نَوَائِبِ الْحَقِّ. You have nothing to fear about. You are a person that you maintain family ties. You are a person that you bear the burden of the people. You help and assist the underprivileged people. When people have nothing, you go out of your way to give them and assist them. وَتُقْرِيَ الظَّيْفِ. You are a person, when visitors come to your home, then you honor the visitors. And when a natural catastrophe takes place, you help and assist people during natural catastrophes. You serve mankind. And such people Allah do not destroy. So why would Allah destroy you? You shouldn't be worried about it. She mentioned words of love. She mentioned words of comfort to Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. We learn an important lesson from this. In marriage life, the wife is supposed to be a pillar of strength, pillar of support for the husband, help and assist the husband in all the challenges of the life. In one hadith, Hadith Ali radiallahu ta'ala says, قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم خير نسائها مريم بنت عمران وخير نسائها خديجة بنت خويلد. In the Banu Israel, the most honorable woman, the greatest woman was Maryam bint Imran. Almighty, the mother of Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, she was the best woman. Allah speaks about her in the Quran al-Kareem, إن الله استفاك وطهرك واستفاك على نساء العالمين. Allah has made her pure, Allah chose her. So that was Maryam bint Imran, and Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, the best of women in my ummat is Khadija bint Khuwaylid. It is as though we could say Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha was the Maryam of the time. And in fact, from some narrations we understand she was a very, if not greater, she was at least equal to Maryam radiallahu ta'ala anha. In one hadith, Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anha says, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was once in the cave of Hira, engaged in ibadat of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. So Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam came and told to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam, "Hadi Khadija. This is Khadija, she is coming. And when she comes to you, اقرأ عليها السلام من ربها ومني." سبحان الله. O Rasul of Allah, Khadija is coming. She is walking in the sun. She is sacrificing. All that she is doing is because of Allah, the love for Allah and the love for the Rasul of Allah. So when she comes to you, then give a salam from the side of Rabb and give a salam from on my behalf. Subhanallah. What we can tell about that personality who gets salam from Allah, that personality who gets salam from Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam. And then, وَبَشِّرْهَا بِبَيْتٍ فِي الْجَنَّةِ مِنْ قَصَبْ لَا صَخَبْ وَلَا نَسَبْ. And give a glad tiding of a palace in Jannah. Give Khadija a glad tiding of a palace in Jannah that is made out of bamboo. And that palace of Khadija in Jannah, there won't be any noise and there won't be any tiredness in it. It'll be only comfort, only luxury in that place. That is the high lofty maqam and position of Khadija radiallahu ta'ala. And in conclusion, on one occasion, Aisha radiallahu ta'ala says, Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam used to talk about Khadija so fondly, so often he would talk about Khadija. Khadija was like this, Khadija was like that. Khadija was like this, Khadija was like that. Now imagine you're married to a woman and you are telling to your present wife about your former wife. So Khadija radiallahu ta'ala, she says, out of possessiveness, I should feel it. That the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is talking so much about Khadija as though he had no other wife besides him, beside her. And then she says, at time Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam would slaughter an animal and he would give the meat of the animal to the friend of Khadija radiallahu ta'ala out of fondness and out of remembrance of Khadija radiallahu ta'ala. So Allah give us tawfiq, Allah give us hidayat to understand the high lofty maqam and position of Khadija radiallahu ta'ala, especially for our mothers, especially for our sisters, to emulate that spirit, that devotion, that dedication that she had for Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It's a great sunnah to inculcate in our lives. Wa aqilu da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.